It's in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. So there they sat in the midst of a crooked, perverse generation. And verse 16 says, they were holding fast or holding forth the word of life in the midst of this perversity. This is what generated the hostility and the persecution which they were experiencing. So we learn from just those little insights that life wasn't just a bed of roses for the Philippians either. It was very much like the life that Paul was living, a life of hostility and persecution. No matter what, Paul says, I have learned, verse 11, to be content. I have learned to be content. And it has nothing to do with my circumstances. In verse 12, he says, I know how to get along with humble means. I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, of having abundance and suffering need. And I can do all of this through the one who strengthens me. It's not about what I have, it's about who has me. Discontent is always a sin. Let me put it simply. Discontent is a sin because it denies the right of God to do with us as He will. Okay? Discontent is sin because it denies the right of God to do with us as He will. And it ignores the promise that God will never allow us to suffer more than we are able. There will no temptation come to us that is more than we can endure. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It is a sin not only because it denies the right of God to do with us as He will. It ignores the promise that He will never give us more than we can bear. But it is a sin also because it fails to believe that this is God's best for us. It is His best for us. We are promised in the Scripture that God is concerned about our best. Whatever He does in our lives, He does for the purpose of making us spiritually mature. Is that not true? Correction and discipline is for perfection. It's for maturity. For any of these reasons, or all of these reasons, discontent is a sin. And you may be wondering why things aren't going well in your life, and you may not be able to identify some categorical sin of immorality or theft or some overt violation of a specific commandment of Scripture, but you just wonder why your life isn't what it should be. It may be that you are literally being sapped in your spiritual energy, your spiritual strength, and therefore your joy and blessing.